It's Tuesday, January 31st. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, tomorrow is National Signing Day for football and other fall sports. And if you go along with the people that call themselves experts, Kevin Sumlin's first signing class could be a top 10 class when all is said and done. Sumlin reportedly has been quite successful at retaining the commitments of most, if not all, of those pledges that Coach Mike Sherman secured before he was fired, including that of the star of the class, running back Trey Williams from Decaney. Now, some other top-regarded A&M pledges are wide receiver Braylon Addison out of Missouri City Hightower, although there's a report today that he might be unsure after he visited Oregon over the weekend. Other commits are quarterback Matt Davis of Klein Forest, linebacker Jordan Richmond of Denton Ryan, defensive lineman Mike Matthews of Fort Bend Elkins, and defensive back Devontae Harris of Mesquite Horn. Of course, over on 1150 AM The Zone, the Texags radio show starting at 9 o'clock, they'll be talking a lot about this. Louis Bellina and Billy Lucci have the Bellucci Hour today from noon to 1 o'clock. They'll be talking about it, too. And tomorrow, Coach Sumlin will talk about it at 4 o'clock, and we will carry that live on 1150 AM The Zone. Still some tickets left to tomorrow night's A&M-Baylor game at Reed Arena. Some upper deck tickets for as low as $10, they say. They call it a limited number, which would give A&M a shot at a signature win if they can pull it off in front of a home crowd against the fourth-ranked Bears. Could it be the final game with Baylor in conference play? Well, Coach Billy Kennedy says he sure hopes not.
I hope to be playing Baylor or Texas sometime soon. You know, if they will agree to play us in Dallas or Houston, a one-game deal, you know, I would love to continue to play another Texas school with the success and the traditions those programs have and the relationships we've had over the years. I think it's good for basketball, it's good for Texas, and it's good for both programs.
Game tomorrow night starts at 8 o'clock at Reed Arena. The Aggies fell by 9 in Waco back on January the 2nd. There was a good Big 12 game last night in Austin. Fourth-ranked Missouri looked like they were about to put it away against Texas. They had a 10-point lead with 4:44 left when the Longhorns went on a 13-2 run to lead by a point with 56 seconds left. But Missouri's Michael Dixon made a layup with 31 seconds to go, and Texas missed their shot on their end, and Missouri escaped Austin with a one-point win to stay in second place in the Big 12, a half game behind seventh-ranked Kansas. Two games tonight in conference play. Oklahoma State is at Texas Tech, and Kansas State is at Iowa State. Texas A&M women dropped from 14th to 18th after another 1-1 week last week. That's in the AP rankings. They'll go on the road tomorrow night to take on Texas Tech. That tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Tonight, the Gary Blair radio show at Wings and More. That'll be from 6 to 7. You can hear that tonight on The Zone. Lots of high school basketball tonight as we get to the home stretch of district play. Only three games left for the girls. In 25-5A, A&M Consolidated girls are a game behind Harker Heights in the standings. The Consol girls will host a Coppers Cove team that's tied for fourth place tonight. The Bryan girls are 0-11 in district play. They've got a tall order tonight when they host first place Harker Heights. The Consol boys are tied with Harker Heights with five games left. Both of them are 8-1. Consol will be at Cove. Bryan boys, without J. Michael Reese, all of district play are tied for last place at 1-8, and they'll be at Harker Heights. Rudder girls are in first place in 16-4A, and the boys are in third place in district, but both of them have the night off tonight. St. Joseph boys and girls host Round Rock Christian. Brazos Christian boys and girls host Conroe Covenant. Allen Academy boys and girls will host Waco Methodist Home. In the NBA last night, the Rockets lose to Minnesota 120-108. The Spurs beat Memphis 83-73. And Dallas beat Phoenix 122-99. The head of the NCAA continues to say that he'd like to see college football's national championship decided by a four-team playoff, but adds that the final decision would be in the hands of the bowl championship series. NCAA President Mark Emmert says that there are ongoing discussions about what he describes as a Final Four model, a scenario which would have matched LSU against Stanford and Alabama versus Oklahoma State last season, with the winners advancing to the title game. Emmert noted that the decision is out of the 1,100-member organization's hands, although all BCS members are also members of the NCAA. He's not in favor, he says, of a broader playoff setup given the 12-game regular season. New York Giants and the New England Patriots are about to deal with one of the toughest parts of Super Bowl week. It's Media Day today in Indianapolis. The league has issued about 2,000 media credentials and is also selling tickets to the public for the first time. And finally, Texas Rangers have given manager Ron Washington a 2-year contract extension after he led the team to consecutive American League pennants. Washington is 427 and 383 in 5 seasons and is the first manager in Major League history to increase his team's win total in 4 straight years after his initial year with the club. He's now signed through 2014. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com.